Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, and that really, really great song is compliments of a group called Love Shadow. Today, the phenomenal spiritual medium, Laura Lee, is with us again to inspire us with her otherworldly wisdom. For those of you who aren't familiar with Laura Lee and the incredible gift she brings to the world, Laura has the natural ability to access the link between the physical and spiritual worlds. She is dearly loved and enjoyed by listeners every time she blesses us with her appearance on A Fine Time for Healing. And so now I will introduce you to my friend and special guest, Laura Lee. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Randy. That was lovely.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's great to have you back. Thank you.
Well, I enjoy this time we have together. We can connect with some of these callers and chat about things that I love. You know,
okay.
To me,
right.
This isn't work, right? This is like
right.
Fun stuff.
Right. So last time you were here, we had a little bit of technical difficulty. I accidentally cut you off and you couldn't get back in. But we were talking about, and I'm so sorry, we were talking about spring cleaning for the soul. And I don't know that we completely discussed that. So do you want to continue talking about that?
Yeah, and just to recap real quickly, and I know our time's short, so I'm going to recap what we talked about, part one.
Okay.
Part one, we got to the point where we were talking about how there happens to be patterns that surface in our life, and they continue to resurface. And these patterns can be simple things in our lives. They can be addictions. Of course, these aren't simple things. I mean, you know, it takes a long time to heal or sometimes overcome issues of addiction, which can range from gambling to sex to, you know, eating disorders to, let's just say, simple drug or alcohol problem, okay? But, you know, a simple pattern can also emerge such as cheating spouses or cheating boyfriends and girlfriends. Why do those keep happening to certain people? I know a particular client came to me complaining all the time about how they cycle through friends real fast and they can't retain a friendship. So, but anyway, we carry these experiences with us from a past memory or something that happened to us in the past. And the past and the present and the future are all one. And sometimes we forget about that. We see them as separated in division, such as, you know, the spirit, mind, and body. But it's all one. It's all happening simultaneously. So if we change our thoughts, we're going to change our world, just like Gandhi said. So we got to, you know, want everybody out there who's tuned in today to think about that one pattern that continues to surface. And then identify, if you can, and you already know, because sometimes the issues keep coming up, and like memories of the past, let's say, for instance, addiction to an alcohol, and you already know that maybe your father or your mother was addicted to alcohol and created havoc in your life, and that's where it began. So what I want you to do is take a moment while we're answering callers and find that moment in time where you think it started. And if you don't know, ask your guide right now or your angel to come in and show you that precise moment, and then trust it 100%, because what we're going to do is we're going to kind of pull the weed today, and I'm going to show you how to sprout new growth and kind of change that dynamic in your life really easy. And it's called psychic cord cutting, and that's what we're going to do later on in the program, working with our angel, and especially Archangel Michael. So that's the one I like to use to help us transcend these kind of patterns in our lives and pull the weeds so that we can sprout new growth and have different experiences in our life. So it sounds simple, and it is, but you've really got to want it. So bottom line.
So I hope that's a
good preface to where we left off last time we were.
Yeah,
talking about.
I think so. We'll definitely do that today. I think we could all use that spring cleaning for the soul. So.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to start taking calls?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. I got my coffee. I got my candle burning. I'm looking out at a sunny sky.
Okay. Our first caller is Amy. Good morning, Amy. Are you there? Amy?
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What is your question
for
Laura?
Okay. My question is, Laura, do you see anything coming up for me to change jobs, which would be like a promotion for me to transfer a different agency?
You know, the first thing that I get with you, Angie, is I feel, first of all, I want to tell you who I feel a connection to here real quickly. Okay, are you right-handed, Amy?
Yes.
Okay, and I sense a male over there on the other side that's connected with your right side, so I almost feel like it's a father figure. If that makes sense, but it could be a grandfather type figure too, because on your father's side, is your dad still here, Amy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So is your grandfather over there, your father's father? Because that's who I'm sensing it might be.
My mother's father's over there, and he was like a father figure.
Pardon me?
He was like a father figure to me, my grandfather on my mom's side.
On your mom's side, but is your dad's
yes.
dad over there? Okay. It's your dad's dad, honey. Okay, and I know that your other grandfather might have been a father, but the reason I say this is I feel like there might have been some attempts on your father's side, from my understanding, of somebody going out solo or working independently. And at least that's what I'm being told here. And maybe that might not make sense to you right now, but maybe it might later. But I feel like there's something of you going out and doing something independently and later on down the road. And what I mean by this is maybe that means some sort of contract work, or maybe, you work a little bit more solo, you're given a little more freedom in a position. You're working a little bit more independently, given a lot more responsibility. And that's my sense to it, okay? And that's what he's giving to me. Did you ever work in sales, Amy, at one point?
I did, but right now I'm working in the business area. And I'm trying to look up to move up the next level of management.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm giving you that confirmation when I said, did you work in sales? That's just your confirmation. Okay? And and I'm not saying that that wouldn't take you to that role, but it just seems like you'll be sent out there and you'll be working a little bit more independently, okay? So it doesn't mean that it's not tied to another organization, but it's like you're working independently on your own, okay? And I think that's the next step that I see, okay? So I don't know if that means a promotion in particular. It might even mean something, you know, with another group. Okay, so I hope that answers your question, but that's how I got it, Amy, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling in, and you keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Best wishes.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take another caller.
Yeah, sure.
This is Wanda. Good morning, Wanda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Laura, I rarely call Blog Talk, but evidently when I do call, I get you, and I don't ever remember anybody's name. I have a little bit different.
Well, we're glad to hear from you, Wanda.
Thank you. Like I said, I don't think I've called, but every time I call, I guess I get you, like once every blue moon.
Oh, well, wonderful. We thought we've talked to you before.
I don't remember if I did or didn't.
I think we have you down.
Okay. I have a friend whose sister passed and their kids, and I'm going to see if you can pull her through for the kids' sake.
Right. And are they tuned in to the show?
Are they what?
They're not tuned in to the show right now, are they?
No.
No. I think, I think what I get, okay, is let me see if I'm tuned in to her, you know, because it would be better if I talked to one of them and tapped into that. Was there cancer involved around that?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't know if I'm tapping into her. Were there three children?
Two. Yes.
Was
there, she could have had a miscarriage. I don't know.
Was there a child also that was like a child that she cared for that was also part of the family that, she took in or, you know, with a partner at one point that had another child?
It could have been.
Okay,
I'm putting
that there, okay? But my concern is I don't know if these kids would be very open to receiving her in this manner. And and I also understand that another family member there's some sort of argument over the kids and who's keeping the kids. And I feel like that still seems to be an issue, if that makes sense.
Well, there is an issue. The kid, there's two kids. They're grown kids, and they're arguing. The kids are talking about not going to the funeral. But the son texted me yesterday and told me that his mother came to him and said that she was scared that she was in a holding place, and it's freaking him out.
Oh. No, she's in a holding place only because they're not able to let go. I just don't think they would be open to receiving this message from her. But I just get
would.
I feel like
and the daughter's saying not. She's not going to go to the funeral because there are arguments between the sisters and the kids about the funeral. And the kids are talking about not going or speaking to the family if they go. And the boy is saying that she's saying that she's scared because he told me that, well, Mom said
there's
that she's in a holding place, and she doesn't
right,
know where
wait,
she's
wait,
going,
wait,
heaven
Wanda,
or hell.
Wanda,
don't Wanda, okay,
okay,
you have to listen.
Okay, but now listen. All I get is there's another child that's involved or connected to the family, and my understanding is there's there is a dispute over them, but I just don't feel like they'd be open to hearing whatever message comes through in regards to this. So they have to call in, Wanda, bottom
line.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's hard for me to make that connection for you, but that's too bad. You know, there's no holding place. Her holding place is them holding her here, you know, is them not letting go yet. And that's why spirits stay closed. That's the only reason, okay? So, and then also there's lots of fears that are put into our head from what we're raised with, okay? And those things that, you know, like a purgatory, and purgatory to me is just basically, because having grown up in a family of half Catholic is basically just, again, you know, the humans that remain here haven't been able to let go, and the spirit remains close by until they're ready to release. Okay, and that's all. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing. But I feel like, yeah, there is a dispute over the children and who's going to be where. So,
and the third person, I believe, that you're picking up is her ex-husband. The family does not want the ex-husband there with the father of the kids.
No, is there another spouse or partner who has another child around?
He
that
may
was close
have.
To her? Okay, I am understanding, and that's just my confirmation. If you find out, that's the confirmation to the message,
okay?
But thanks for calling in, Wanda.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck to you, Wanda.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, I guess with that, maybe it wasn't right on with that, but I think it's always best to have the persons who are seeking answers to call in than somebody who's indirectly related to the family. It's harder to pick up spirits. So I don't know if we should go on to another caller or should we go on to clearing a psychic cord?
Let's do clearing a psychic cord and then we will go move on to another caller. How about that?
All right. Okay, so let's go back to this subject about a pattern and something that continues to resurface. And sometimes the reason why we have old memories that pop up in our consciousness about something that's bothered us is because we haven't really let it go and we haven't really dealt with it, and it's coming up for us to heal it. So those are some of the things that we're taking a look at today. So what I'm going to recommend everybody to do right now is to take a moment and sit there real quietly and close your eyes, even if you're sitting at work. And I want you to visualize where you think this pattern started, or just trust who comes to you in regards of this pattern. And if you can, visualize this person standing right in front of you. And there's going to be these psychic cords that were attached to that person and us. And those are, they look like little gray long cords, like wire cords from our body to their body. And I just want you to scan real quickly and see if you can see any of these cords attached to yourself, to this other person. And if you can't see it, pretend you can't, and just trust where you think these cords are between you and attached between you. And now what we're going to do is we're going to bring in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is the one who removes fear and restores love in situations. And he always carries the sword. So we're going to bring in Archangel Michael right now. And Archangel Michael is going to stand between ourselves and this other person where we have some deep-seated, rooted issues that we'd like to clear. And he's going to take his sword and he's going to bring it up over his head and he's going to thrash right through those cords and sever them. Once you see that, and if you can't see again, just pretend you know, the deed is done. Archangel Michael is going to walk right behind us right now and place his hand over those areas to restore that center, that energy center where the cord was, and blow out any remnants of that cord and restore it with white light and love. So I want you to take a few minutes and just feel that energy source being restored where he's placing his hand and clearing that center wherever it may be. And take a moment, and he's going to move his hand to another center where that cord might have existed between you and the other person, and again, heal that center. Take deep breaths and just release any of that residue. Now you're going to continue to see that person standing right in front of you, and you're going to thank them silently for showing you the way. And Archangel Michael is going to walk over there and wrap his wings tight around this person. And you're going to thank Archangel Michael for releasing this burden now and forever upon you and restoring your heart with peace, love, and joy so that you can change the dynamics in the future and change your mind. So you're going to see Archangel Michael again fly away with this person. And I say again because we've done a similar exercise to this in previous radio show. And take away this person and clearing the way for you to start anew because you just pulled weeds from your soul. And you're going to see Archangel Michael just fly away until you don't see them anymore. And that's about it. Now, my only recommendation from here on out when I talk about psychic cords and pulling psychic cords is sometimes the residue is still there and sometimes the fear pops up. If it does, then do the exercise again. But it takes a couple times, sometimes, depending on how deeply rooted the pattern is or the experience that you had or the addiction, and you continue to do it until you feel like you're on your way to a different experience. And you'll know because you'll start seeing miracles happen. Like you'll see different come into your life or you'll start to see different experiences with the dynamics you have with people or new people coming into your life that reflect that kind of new experience that you would like to portray in your life, if that makes sense. Randy, are you there?
I am.
It's so quiet. It's so quiet. I didn't know if I was.
I know. I'm
here.
Getting lost in what you're saying. I'm just kind of like.
In the meditation. I know.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting lost in it.
Well, good. And I hope that some of the callers and the listeners had gone through that experience too. And at least we have it on podcast. So if you struggled through this, don't worry about it. Try it again. You got it on podcast. You can always download the podcast and do the experience again. Especially focusing on that one particular pattern that seems to come up and resurface in your life because it can be changed and anything's possible when you know who's on your side. So I hope you guys keep that in mind. But one thing that the angels told me to say too in response to this is as within, so without, as above, so below, as in heaven, as on earth. So whatever is going on with inside is what you're going to reflect on the outside. I had a client, I have a couple clients actually who are dealing with cheating spouses right now, and they are just livid. But what they don't realize is they're doing it too. It's easy to point the finger at other people, but there's three fingers pointing back at you. And they're in denial about it. But, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, you have to change the dynamics within. And, you know, there's no judgment when I'm saying that. You know, I mean, everybody has their demons. Okay? So, I mean, sometimes we just got to take a look within if we want to change the experience without.
Yes, there's always something we can change to alter, our experience. Always. Even if we're not, you know, so-called at fault, there is something we're doing or clinging on to or something we need from that, you know, that keeps us locked in.
Well, you know, for a period of time, it seems to work for us. And then there comes a point where we just kind of grow out of it and we're ready to evolve. And
right.
You'll know when that time is because you've observed it, you've witnessed it. And that's actually the first, you know, step to healing, because we become aware of it. And we're like, gosh, why is that happening? You know?
Yep. I know.
So anyway, I hope that helps some of our audience listeners. And
I think so.
Spring clean your soul. Spring
yes.
clean your soul. So
yes.
pull in the weeds.
Yes, that was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So do we have any other callers standing by?
Oh,
sure
we do. We have Ashley patiently waiting. Hi, Ashley. You still there?
Hello. Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call, you guys.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you for calling in.
Okay, so my question is relationships. And right now I'm kind of talking to this person who's in a band, and they want me to come to one of their shows this coming June, like June 6th or something. And there's definitely a connection there, but I'm very cautious about the entire thing. And I'm wondering if me going to the show is a good idea, if it's for the highest good, or if it's something that I just need to hold back on and let it. I'm not sure. I'm just like.
Let me give you some advice so you can make these, you can discern these decisions for you in the future, Ashley. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the ways, because this, I'll tell you what I see in a few minutes, but let me give you some advice as far as how you can discern in the future, okay? Which way, close your eyes for a second and just tune into your heart for a second. Which way is going to bring you peace? Is it going to bring you peace to go? With your immediate answer, trust it.
Anxiety, I get anxiety.
Okay, all right, trust that. Okay, is it going to bring you peace to not go? What's your first sense on that?
It brings me sadness. It brings me sadness.
It gives you sadness. Okay. All right, so what was your other option? You got go, don't go. Would it be best to open up and talk and discuss this with this particular person? How about that?
Oh my gosh, no way.
Okay, this is what I saw while you were talking. Okay, I got my eyes closed. So this is when somebody calls in and asks a question, the first thing I saw is a revolving door. And, you know, when I see a revolving door and I see this person going in and out and in and out, and I feel like there's more than one person in that revolving door, if that
yes.
makes sense. Do you identify with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's
okay.
in a band.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, he's been in and out, in and out. And one of the things that I think scares you is commitment. And making a commitment to somebody who's always gone and on the road or going here and going there and having that kind of following around them. But
right.
you're also attracted to the musician, which seems to be carefree, free-spirited, kind of bad boyish.
Yeah. Yeah, and
but,
I just want to stay away from it, but it's kind of there, and I'm just like, it's hard.
Okay, if it brings you anxiety, I would step back and just wait for the right moment, and maybe that's just in this moment, okay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
because I think there's going to be other opportunities that come up, and you're going to be invited again. And you won't hesitate. And when you don't hesitate, you know it's right. Okay? And the
right.
other thing that I get from this as well is, did you have any aspirations of music yourself at one time?
I am.
Did you
actually.
Play?
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm actually working on an album.
Well, he's your muse. Okay, so your angels come in and show me, you know, music around you, and he's just, he's helping you lift to your highest aspiration. So he's
yes,
a soulmate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get chills as I say this, and he's trying to help you climb out and be that at your fullest. And that's why it's a little scary. It's a little scary.
You're going to make me cry. It's so scary because you're so right on, and that's why I see in him, I see his heart, and but I also see him, he has a lot of playing to do, if you know what I'm saying. He has a lot of playing around. And I also have a lot of growing to do.
I know, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're aware of it going in. There's nothing wrong with that. So what? You know, you've got a lot of stuff to do yet too. So there's nothing, you know, you don't have to solidify what it is. You know,
right.
Why not just go? He's right for right now, you know. But honor your feelings, okay? Because those are signals from the universe, you know, to guide you. So if it brings you anxiety about going to this particular event, then trust it, because, you know, there's probably good reason. Okay, and it might bring you sadness right now to hang back, but I think later on you'll be able to be more frank and open with him in the future, and you'll have another opportunity to go, and you'll feel like, yes, absolutely, you won't even think about it, you'll just do it, okay?
Right.
So you keep us posted, mm-hmm. and you get on it, and get your music done, and get out there and doing your singing, and we better hear more about you later in the future, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Ashley. I appreciate your call.
Ashley, just real quickly, you know who your angels are. There's the seraphim.
I'm sorry?
Do you know who the seraphim are?
No.
They're the singing angels. They sing praises to God. So there you go. They all they do is sing. And total delight. So that's what you got to do.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye, Ashley. Well, let's take another caller. Okay. This is area code 301. Thank you so much for holding. What is your name?
My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen. Thanks. What
Hello.
Is your question for Laura?
I would like to know what is coming up for me, as I am doing an internship in a television news station, and also I'd just like to know what is coming up for me in love and relationships.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's go with the first one, Helen, because I don't know if I heard it clearly, okay? So mm-hmm. it was something about an internship. Is that, did I hear you correctly?
Yes, at a television news station.
At a television news station. And did you get it? Or are you waiting to hear from it? You got it.
I got
right?
it.
Awesome. Congratulations. Well, you know, first of all, I got to ask you this, Helen, because while you were talking, I saw an older woman standing near you. And I feel like, you know, either somebody was brushing somebody's hair. I don't know if your hair was being brushed or her hair was being brushed, but that's what I saw. And it seems like an older woman off to your left side. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
You're right-handed, so it's maternal side, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And, huh?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. So I think you're talking about my mother's side.
Oh, right. It's your mother's
side.
When
you said maternal, because I don't know most of my family members. So.
Well, you know, they say she shows me combing or brushing out hair. Did you have long hair?
Yeah, I do have long hair, yes.
Right. So, anyway, while she shows this to me, I feel like there's a maternal connection there in regards to that, but I feel like what I'm understanding here from the spirit is that they're both tied hand in hand. So so, you know, as far as the relationship is concerned, I feel like something might emerge as a result of the internship.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take the first step, of course, and, you know, don't worry about the relationship thing. It might not be the person you expect it is. You might have your eye somewhere else, but it's actually going to be somewhere near and around the internship.
Mm-hmm. You mean with a person?
Pardon me, with a person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it like going to be one of the other interns or someone else?
I don't know. I don't get that specific. But who brushed your hair when you were a kid? Who's on the other side?
I don't know my family on the other side. All I know is that my mother just, you know, is the one that does my hair.
And your mother, she's here in the physical plane?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. She tells me this. So, you know, I just feel like there's a connection there in regards to hair brushing. And so, anyway, maybe I'm also taking that as a sign that you're always... Are you into the primping right now because of, you know, the relationship dynamic? Are you cleaning yourself up more often or making yourself look good on the outside so you feel good on the inside?
Well, I try to make myself look presentable as possible.
Say, you are. Okay, well, very good. Yeah, because I feel like that's sending out signals. So I think that's what she's trying to tell me here. So... You know, it's eventually going to come, but it's surrounding the actual internship itself, okay? So you'll have to keep us tuned in, okay?
Right.
So call us back and
right.
Let us know. Good luck to you,
right.
Helen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Helen. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
Can we take another caller?
No, I think that's pretty much it, and we're kind of getting close to the end. So
wow.
Let's continue our discussion.
Okay, sure. Where do you want to go with it?
Yay. Well, so we just cleared out our soul. You know, I'm
yeah.
curious about Archangel Michael because I hear about him a lot lately. It seems to be he's coming around a lot. Has he always, or is this, you know, is he here because of just all the need here on Earth?
Well, right now, I think Archangel Michael, first of all, is the angel that is known as God is my strength. And really putting the power in a higher source than anything else that exists here on Earth, which is so weak compared to what the power. And, you know, if we call forth that power, we're going to overcome our fears, okay? And our Earth has got that duality. And, yes, Archangel Michael is very prevalent and working with a lot of souls on Earth in order to overcome those fears because we're being bombarded by media, okay, which is programming, basically, our consciousness right now. And I saw a wonderful movie just this last weekend called Tomorrowland. But they gave out that great message about programming right now and how we're programming ourselves for our own demise, and which a lot of movies are right now. But if we just change the programming inside, which we kind of talked about, spring clean your soul, about pulling those cords that no longer serve us right now at this point in our lives, and we're ready to move on to a different stage and have different experiences. And not to say that those experiences in the past were bad. They're all, and we all need those experiences in order to be who we are. And they help shape us who we are to become. So I don't see them as bad or good. They just are part of our existence and part of our experience. And they help shape our future. So the other thing I wanted to say, too, is that there is this beautiful story real quickly about two wolves, and one is the wolf of fear and despair. And then there's a wolf that has hope and love, and they're going to fight. And which one do you guess is going to win? Can
the
you guess
one
which
one
wins?
Love. The one with hope and love.
Well, right, it's the one who you feed the most.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the one you feed the most. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so bottom line, you know, keep your energy, keep your concentration focused on the higher power. And if you have trouble with it, call in Archangel Michael. That's the archangel that helps restore that strength and that power in our consciousness and our energy so that we can march forward no matter what the challenge lies before us. So anyway, I hope that helps. And
oh, I think it does. I think it does. Yeah. We really have to keep those positive thoughts, because there's such subtleties, you know, in the things that we say and the things that we think, and they can be very powerful in the wrong direction if we,
yeah,
you know, if we allow it.
Yeah, I agree. And I do. I was out on the playground the other day with my daughter, and she loves doing the monkey bars. And before she could ever do them, I would always say, you know, please repeat, I'm strong. I can do it. I can do it. I can make it. I'm strong. I'm healthy. And she always did that, and she made it. Anyway, the other day she asked me to do it, and I could not do the monkey bars. I can't. And I said, honey, I can't. I'm like walking on the ground and holding the bars, right?
Right.
And she said to me, it's so funny, she says, Mom, you can't say can't. You got to say you're strong and you can do it.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I know. She's my little angel. Sometimes she reminds me where I am speaking from a place of weakness instead of so.
You're only human. Well, okay, we're closing down, coming near the end. So let me thank you, Laura. I want to thank you so much for coming back on. Laura is with us every month. Her website is mediumlauralee.com, medium LAURALEE.com. And Laura will be with us again in July. We'll find a date. Just keep checking out. You can check out either Laura's website or my website, which is randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. And I always have a list of my shows and links directly to them. So thank you, Laura,
excellent,
again for this wonderful show and for helping my listeners.
Thank you, Randy.
So I'll be in touch and we'll find a date for July.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Have
a really
great
day.
Keep
okay,
up.
Thanks. So our time is up for today. But if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. And again, stop on my website. I list all my shows there. You can. I have links to everything I do and hundreds of really great articles, everything that can inspire you and help you to be your very, very best. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get the show better recognition. But also, when you become a show follower, you will be advised of upcoming programming, and it is always amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm so grateful for the guests that that I have on the show. They're all top in their fields. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. There's a better way.